Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
The Wyoming Department of Health reported Tuesday that 23 more residents have died from COVID-19. They include people from Laramie, Bighorn, Campbell, Converse, Crook, Fremont, Goshen, Natrona, Park, Sheridan, Sweetwater, and Teton counties. 15 of the individuals were hospitalized, and 6 of the 23 lived in long-term care facilities. Among Wyoming residents, there now have been 647 coronavirus-related deaths, 45,056 lab-confirmed cases. Senator John Barrasso, along with Senator Cynthia Loomis, voted that the impeachment trial against former President Donald Trump was unconstitutional, although the Senate majority voted in favor of moving forward with the trial. In a 56-44 vote, the Senate declared the impeachment trial was in fact constitutional and will proceed. Senators Barrasso and Loomis both voted in the negative, and Barrasso recently issued a statement defending his position that reads, in part, "Families across America want to get back to work and back to school. Democrats now control the White House and Congress, yet their top priority is an impeachment trial for a president who no longer holds office. This partisan crusade will cost time and energy while doing nothing for jobs, for vaccines, or for getting kids safely in classrooms." The impeachment trial is to determine whether former President Donald Trump incited the riots that eventually seized the Capitol on January 6, 2021, a day which left 5 people dead and numerous people injured.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Shop Ace Hardware during cold weather times. Button up the home with door and window winterizing kits and heating cables. Keep your house warm with the help of your local Ace Hardware downtown Powell.
Are you buckled up? You better be. It's the law. Police officers and highway troopers can stop and ticket you for not wearing your seatbelt. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Keep yourself, your friends, and your family safe. Speak up and insist that everyone is belted inside your vehicle. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in your vehicle. Remember, buckle up for life, Wyoming.
Next month, about 600 employees suddenly laid off in July of 2019 at 2 Campbell County coal mines, formerly owned by Black Jewel LLC, plus about 1,100 of the company's employees in Central Appalachia, will learn about the fate of a proposed settlement of a federal lawsuit. On March 3rd, the judge of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court of the Southern District of West Virginia will decide whether to approve a settlement of a class action lawsuit. The proposed settlement was tentatively reached in March last year, but was sealed. The class action lawsuit was filed against Black Jewel because it violated the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, which requires large employers to give employees a 60-day notice when a plant is closing and/or mass layoffs are pending. The employees of the Bel Air and Eagle Butte mines got no notice when the Milton, West Virginia-based Black Jewel and related companies suddenly filed for Chapter 11 business reorganization bankruptcy protection on July 1st of 2019. They and employees at about 30 mines and other operations in Kentucky, Virginia, and West Virginia were sent home. It shocked them, their families, and communities. A federal judge has dismissed the defamation lawsuit filed last year by Eric Prince, Park County resident and founder of the private military company Blackwater, against the online news organization The Intercept and two of its writers. The dismissal wasn't just about the merits of the lawsuit, but that it had no business being filed in Wyoming in the first place, U.S. District Court Judge Alan Johnson wrote in his order, agreeing with the motion to dismiss filed by the New York-based The Intercept and writers Matthew Cole and Alex Emmons. Johnson's order read in part, defendants do not have property, bank accounts, or employees in Wyoming. Further, they do not advertise or market toward Wyoming citizens. Their articles are directed at national and international news, not Wyoming news. Prince sued The Intercept in May of 2020, a month after it published a story in April by writers Cole and Emmons titled, Eric Prince offered lethal services to sanctioned Russian mercenary firm Wagner. Prince claimed the story has harmed his reputation, income and business, and relationships with financial institutions and the media. He may refile the suit, but this time in New York State. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.